All right, you have an hour left in your Thursday Hang Zone live here from Radio Row in Phoenix, Arizona. Joined here at the table by our good friend Dominic Robinson. And roaming right now with the wireless, we have Dan McDowell with his spotter, Donovan Lewis.
That's Tim Brown.
Or the other way around.
That is Tim Brown. Can you tackle him?
No, he's pretty stout.
Ooh, I want my little piece of paper that has the liner on it. Damn it. Bring that to me, Jack.
Where is it? Oh, it's right there. It's a yellow one. Yeah.
Yeah, bring me the yellow thing. So, yeah, we're walking around. So this is a giant... It's a convention center, so that indicates it's pretty big. And it's just this big room where there are these banquet tables set up all around. And around the perimeter, thanks, Jack. Around the perimeter, there are huge stages. And those are the real shows.
Right.
Your Doug Gottlieb.
The big boy, the heavy hitters, as you might say.
Do you know who she is?
I don't.
Damn, I feel like she's famous. Well, Jake would know.
She's standing right there by herself.
Yeah. No, the girl in the white coat.
Yeah, go talk to her.
That's what I'm saying.
Go talk to her.
Should we talk to them?
Yeah.
Yes, Dan.
Okay. Yeah, so, and then we're in the middle with all these spare radio stations. Hey, guys, can I interrupt you?
Oh, sure.
What are you doing?
Chit-chatting.
Yeah? What's the conversation right now?
Life. Yeah.
Where are you guys from?
Washington, D.C.
Yeah? And what are you doing here?
Covering the Super Bowl, man.
What's,
That was an unnecessarily casual man.
Keep talking.
He's got nothing. He's got absolutely nothing.
Yeah, what's your outlet? Who are you with?
The Commanders.
The Commanders. And how's that going?
Just fine so far.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you like the name, the Commanders? I think they should have changed it to something different.
Everybody has their opinion, don't you think?
Yeah, they're kind of like buttholes, right? Everyone has one. You never heard that? Emmett Smith famously said that one year.
Yeah, no. Most certainly.
Okay, but you work for the Commanders.
Yes.
Ask her if Dan Snyder ever harassed her.
I'm not going to ask her that. Thank you.
It was a big news story.
Yeah, I know.
How many times are you going to meet a female that actually works for that football team?
You have changed the way you approach things.
Well, I appreciate how you walked away.
Heck yeah.
Donovan did fade right to the periphery there.
Got out of there.
Is Dominic still with us?
I am.
Yeah.
Oh, she's still working in Dallas.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm Dan McDowell with The Ticket in Dallas. Who are you?
Oh, The Ticket.
Yeah, what's your deal?
I work with BetQL. I'm in the betting world now.
Oh, yeah? What does that mean?
It means I like to gamble.
Oh, really? Wow, that's nasty. So
nasty?
Oh, no. Which path is this going down right now?
What do you do? What is your role there at BetQL?
So I think I might work at your... I work with Odyssey.
Odyssey?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. It doesn't matter.
It's like a radio company or something?
Yeah. I'm a radio host. We have a national radio show called BetQL Daily, 9 to noon Eastern.
Oh, yeah?
So we're out here giving our best bets and having a good time.
And you're from Dallas? Or you work in Dallas? Or what's your deal?
Dale Hansen at WFAA. And I went on The Ticket, and they thought I was an intern and asked me some very interesting questions once.
This was about
maybe 2005?
So was Dale Hansy with you?
He was not.
No? Is there a Me Too story? We're looking for a Me Too story for Dale. Like, we're surprised. Are you not surprised there's never been one that's come out about...
I actually am, yeah.
Yeah.
I
mean, was she surprised when he ended up on
this
Ellen?
Actually came up last night. We were having drinks and his name came up, so.
Were you surprised he became such a social activist on Ellen?
I mean, his unplugs were interesting, for sure.
I mean, who knew an old white guy didn't mind gay people, right?
I don't know where this is going.
So what's your name?
Aaron.
Aaron, here. Will you read a liner for our show? What's your last name?
Is this the
Hawksworth?
Hawksworth. She was at the at the compound.
Yes. Okay. Now you remember.
Your hair is different. It's so dark.
That was like 30 years ago. No, I'm kidding.
Ashley Lynn moment.
30 years ago, but it felt like it.
Yeah. Here, Aaron.
Remember? You remember, were you there that day?
I was at the campground. He was getting his chest waxed, and you came out and did like a report on us camping out. Do you recall that at all or no?
Oh, yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Okay.
I remember that you guys asked me if I was ovulating. I couldn't forget that. And maybe what my bra size was. It was an epic interview.
Oh, I'm sorry about those guys.
Speaking of me too,
certainly wasn't me.
That interview was definitely a Me Too situation.
But now that you mentioned it, I mean... Oh, never mind. Go ahead. Read that. Would you read that for... Oh, wait. Not that one. Jeez.
Oh,
I gave her some Kyrie notes. Yeah. What do you think of Kyrie and Flat Earth?
I do not believe the earth is flat, and
no?
I think Kyrie is delusional.
Mm. Do you think he'll help the Mavs?
I think you guys are in trouble. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a good... He's kind of like a cancer. You know, it didn't work out with the Nets. I don't see him flipping the switch, and he may need a whole, like an overhaul.
Okay.
But good luck with that.
This is the great... okay, go ahead. So you put your name in that line. You can read, right?
Okay. Yeah. This is Aaron Hawksworth, and I never listen to Dan and Jake on The Ticket.
Well, thank you, Aaron Hawksworth. Great seeing you again.
Thank you.
All right. He's got giant jugs, Donovan.
Jeez.
That's he does, yes.
Indeed.
Oh, we didn't find out about the ovulating thing. Damn it, Jake.
Oh, she's old
what?
Now.
Oh, really?
No, she's still standing there.
No, she's not here anymore.
Okay.
She left us. So we're almost all the way down to the end, and we're walking by a lot of guys with a lot of testosterone.
What are some of the big names you're seeing?
We're not seeing any big names. Who are we seeing, Donovan?
Yeah, I don't think we're seeing anyone big right now.
And I think that's what's happening these days. I feel like this was not a deal 5 years ago, but now with all of these big stages, these stages were not here before. There used to be perhaps an ESPN stage.
Maybe Rome.
Yeah. But now there's 10 of them, and I feel like they snatch up all the, your Micah Parsons, if he starts walking in, he's going to go over to McAfee, because McAfee's so cool.
Snatch?
And we're not that cool.
Yeah, we passed by Brandon Marshall. He's doing an interview at a table right when we were talking to Aaron Hawksworth.
Jump in on it.
Yeah.
Well... Or not.
He gave me the knowing nod. You know, it's kind of a brother thing. You wouldn't understand, Jake.
Yeah, I wouldn't understand, for sure.